With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm so happy that you've joined me for the next hour of absolutely wonderful listening. As the beauty of autumn begins to unfold before us, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll enjoy some lovely sacred choral and organ music to honor the crispness in the air and the beauty of creation. We'll hear wonderful pieces by Herbert Howells, Sir Hubert Parry, Dietrich Buxtehude, and a number of others. We'll begin with a brilliant organ showpiece inspired by poetry of Bliss Carman and the childhood memories of composer Leo Sowerby, who grew up in the colorful autumn landscape of Michigan. Comes Autumn Time by Leo Sowerby is performed by Daryl Robinson on the organ at Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Comes Autumn Time, something of a concert overture by Leo Sowerby. Daryl Robinson played the Rosales Glettergots organ in the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. The Houston Children's Chorus sings next in a lovely piece by Jacqueline McNair, God Who Touchest Earth with Beauty. Stephen Roddy conducts, accompanied by Robert Brewer. The Houston Children's Chorus sang God Who Touchest Earth with Beauty, composed by Jacqueline McNair. Stephen Roddy conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Regal music from St. Paul's Cathedral in London is next. We'll hear Sir Charles Perry's beloved setting of Psalm 122, I Was Glad, accompanied by organ, brass, and percussion. It'll be preceded by the jubilant fanfare by Sir Arthur Bliss, played by the trumpeters of the Royal Military School of Music, Kneller Hall. They're led by Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Sharp, and then the combined forces are led by Barry Rose for the Perry Anthem. Christopher Dernley plays the organ. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang I Was Glad by Sir Charles H. Perry. They were joined by the trumpeters of the Royal Military School of Music and organist Christopher Durnley. Barry Rose conducted. The Perry anthem was preceded by the jubilant fanfare by Sir Arthur Bliss. Isaac Watts' wonderful hymn text, I Sing the Almighty Power of God, is paired with an original hymn tune, Yosemite, by Richard Webster in our next selection. The grandeur of the text and the views from a climb to the summit of Half Dome in Yosemite National Park inspired Mr. Webster to compose this great new hymn tune. We'll hear the composer lead musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston. I Sing the Almighty Power of God with an original hymn tune by Richard Webster. Musicians of the Parish of St. Luke Evanston were directed by the composer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A bracing toccata in B-flat minor is next, composed by Louis Vierne in 1927 while serving as organist at Notre Dame in Paris. It's one of 24 character pieces he composed in four sets over a two-year period. The toccata contains all the elements of such a flashy piece, full of rhythmic and harmonic drama. Susan DeCam plays the organ at Zion Lutheran Church in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
We just heard organist Susan DeCamme, first prize winner in the 2010 National Young Artist Competition in organ performance of the American Guild of Organists. She played the Toccata in B-flat minor by Louis Vierne on the Keg organ at Zion Lutheran Church in Wausau, Wisconsin. A Blessing by poet George Herbert, A Grateful Heart, is set by composer Mary Plumstead in our next selection. The simple message of the text is conveyed in this line: Thou that hast given so much to me, give one thing more, a grateful heart. David Halls leads the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. John Challenger plays the organ. A Grateful Heart, with words by George Herbert and music by Mary Plumstead. The choir of Salisbury Cathedral was led by David Halls. In the generation before J.S. Bach, Dietrich Buxtehude was building a new tradition in North Germany, founding the famous Abendmusik concerts at St. Mary's Church in Lübeck after his arrival there in 1668. For these concerts, he composed a rich body of repertoire, often drawing on biblical texts as well as German poetry and chorale literature. We'll hear his cantata-like piece, Alles, was ihr tut, performed by the Göteborg Baroque. Magnus Jelsen conducts. Thank you.
Dir wird dir geben.
Magnus Jalsen led Göteborg Baroque in Alles was ihr tut, one of the most popular of Dietrich Buxtehude's pieces in his lifetime, translated as Whatever You Do in Word or Deed, Do in the Name of the Lord Jesus. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The evening canticles, Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, form the heart of the service of evensong surrounding readings from the Old and New Testaments. Passage from the Old Testament is read, followed by the singing of the Magnificat. Similarly, a reading from the New Testament is followed by a sung setting of the Nunc Dimittis. Both canticles end with a Gloria Patri. Among the most glorious settings of these two canticles are those that Herbert Howells composed for the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. We'll hear that choir under the direction of John Scott, with Christopher Dernley playing the organ.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from the St. Paul's service, composed by Herbert Howells. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to usher in the fall season. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.